Welcome, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 FM Talk. And if it's Wednesday, it must be Arsenio Hall, everybody.
Wait, I'm sorry. This is the start of the show?
I guess so, yeah.
All right, this
is the beginning of the show. We've had a the problem that we didn't know was going to start here. Uh-huh. Arsenio and I are betting on TVG. And we just had a horse race finish, and all of a sudden the red light went on.
You know, so it's going to be really hard for me to improv through this because I'm not quite as horse race astute as you are.
Oh, you almost won that one, though. Look at that. All right, Arsenio Hall is with us every Wednesday, at least through the end of the year, right?
Absolutely. And you know what? It's scary because I turned to someone in a movie, young lady, and said, I got to tell Tim about that.
Oh, is that right?
And it dawned on me, a week away from here, because we had Wednesday off,
right?
A week away from here, and I was jonesing over my surrogate partner, you know? And she said, well, you know, you could tell me since I came to the movie with you. Hey, let me ask you a question. Are you friends with ex-girlfriends?
No. I mean, let me see. For the most part?
Does it split down? Is it more not friends than friends?
Yeah, it's not that I hate them or they hate me. I don't know if they do. You know, I can only say that I don't hate any ex-girlfriend. Mm-hmm. But I think just they get involved with their new husband or their boyfriend and their kids. And it's always weird for the other husband if you are involved. Let's say, you know, you were married and some of your wife's ex-boyfriends were calling her up and stuff.
Right, people who used to pound her.
Yeah, exactly.
I got a weird text today from a friend who said, let's stop being silly. We should be friends.
Wow.
And I ignored the text. I continued to ignore her. You know, here's the deal.
Did you say see you on American Idol?
I did. See, you did in front of Paula's house. Here's the deal. I used to go out with this girl, and at one point, she told me she was pregnant.
Wow.
With my kid, and I'm like, whoa, we probably should get married. You know, whatever at that point. You know, I wasn't looking for the manual to find out what you do at that point, you know.
Right.
It turned out, long story short, it turned out that she wasn't pregnant with my kid. And I went through like 9 months of a lot of stress. And I don't know how to impress this upon you and the people listening. The stress, man.
Oh, yeah.
Of saying, wow, you know, she's not as attractive as I would like my baby's mother to be, and that means the baby could be, you know. And I think she's had surgery, so the girl could look like Janet Jackson, but your baby can look like Jesse Jackson, because that's not how she used to look, you know.
Right, exactly.
And the bottom line is I was real nervous and tense, and it was a hellified 9 months, and the baby comes out. When she showed me a picture, I knew it wasn't my baby. I swear to you, the baby looked like Michael on Good Times.
Oh, really?
Is that far enough away from me?
So she had the baby.
Had the baby.
After 9 months or so.
And I found out, you know what? I found out from some of her friends that I'm the only one that thought I was the only one pounding her.
Oh, I see. Okay. So she had other guys on the hook as well.
Oh, yeah.
Whose did it turn out to be? Do you know?
It turned out to be a guy she met at the White Lotus, if that means anything to you.
No.
It meant nothing to me. One of her friends told me, and that's all I got.
Gina's pretty good at the clubs. Where's the White Lotus?
Arsenio?
Yes?
If you haven't been checked for anything recently, I suggest you do that.
Uh-oh. White Lotus?
What?
The White Lotus attracts an element of society.
Really?
Yeah.
And, by the way, thanks for the advice, Marquita Welby. That's Marcus's daughter.
So now, did you have a DNA test?
Oh yeah, you absolutely. Because I'm like, hey, that's an ugly kid, but who knows?
How soon between you had the test and you got the results?
It took a while.
Was it a commercial break on Murray?
It was almost as long as the 9 month pregnancy. It took much longer than I thought.
I thought those things take pretty, you know, a day or two, no?
Mine was, I waited until the middle of the following week.
Oh, man.
But
And when you got the call, do you remember where you were?
Oh, yeah.
Remember where you're sitting?
Yeah, I was driving.
Who called you?
My assistant called me.
Oh, wow.
And he was very happy. And I could hear the smile in his voice. But, Tim, would
how often do you get a call from your assistant saying you're not the father?
Wow.
And you ever gotten two of those in a day?
Can I tell you something? What I'm proud of? That has only happened to me maybe twice in my life.
Is that right?
I am not a womanizer or a guy who is loose. I'm very anal, very cautious. I'm one of those guys that's too anal to be a hoe.
Right. Right.
Are you like that?
Well, I've had one time in the past, a girl said she was pregnant with my kid.
Mm-hmm.
And literally 2 months into it, she came up and she said, I'm lying, I'm not even pregnant. And I said, oh, well, there goes that. And they're going to pay for an abortion or anything. I put on those hockey skates and skated away. But that's the only time that happened.
And by the way, Tim, with this situation, I wore a condom. But I also know a condom is not 100%. And that's why you're a nervous wreck. Because even though you're feeling your soul when a child is not yours. You feel it in your soul. It didn't feel right. But at the same time, I'm like, oh, this ugly chick might have my kid.
How ugly was she? Was she a two or three?
What
are you doing hitting ugly chicks? And was that before your show?
You know what? It was. I blew it.
What year was this?
She was about a six.
Wow.
And this was in.
It was after your show because you had an assistant.
Yeah. This was 97.
97.
But the thing is, I still, and we were really good friends, but I still don't return to Texas or emails or faxes prior to that. because I feel like what she did to me was low. You know, and what she put me through, it was low.
But do ugly chicks have ugly babies?
Well, I was about to find out, and that's why the 9 months was so painful. But you got a little call from Oregon.
Yeah, I got a little something.
I recognize
going on.
That call.
Yeah, thank you very much. No, it's just it's from beating up my body with, cigarettes for 400 years. Uh-huh. But let's take a few calls here. I'm not going to do it for the entire hour. Mm-hmm. But from ugly women, do you get ugly babies?
I bet our listeners would know having neighbors and friends and personal experiences.
Exactly. All right, here are the phone numbers, gang. 520-9710. That's 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Because I thought that, like, you get two attractive people, like Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie, I think that they have ugly kids. I think if you get two, unattractive people, they have a tendency to have a decent kid.
Maybe that's why Brad and Angelina are so apprehensive about doing the biological thing. they keep saying, get an African baby. It's a better bet.
Well, because see, I'm not I'll admit this because I've seen pictures of it. I'm not an attractive guy, but my wife is. And we got very lucky because I have what I think is a beautiful daughter. And enough people have told me that. And I hope they're not BSing me.
Jesus Christ.
Selfie, please. But I really do think I have a beautiful, beautiful daughter.
Your wife is hot. Your daughter is off the charts.
Yeah, I really got so lucky, man.
And Tim, I'm not gay, but on the internet, them photos look really good of you.
Thank you very much. Those were taken back in high school. And not my high school either.
And by the way, did Gina hear me say I had on a condom? I just wanted to be. She not in the room there. Okay, where is Gina?
Did you hear that?
Is she?
I did. But are you aware that you can catch other things even with a condom, Arsenio?
Yeah, but the point is I'm doing the best I can do, Gina. And when I went to the White Lotus, I wore the Michelin Man outfit.
You need to wear
a hazmat. Is White Lotus still around?
Yes, and you need to wear a hazmat suit.
White Lotus sounds like a disease.
it sounds like it doesn't smell bad, but it's definitely a venereal disease.
No,
okay,
what's
you
on your lip?
Oh,
that's a bit of White Lotus.
Can you take a look at this? It looks like a White Lotus.
Where is the White Lotus?
Gina, is it crazy? The White Lotus is next to the bus station.
Totally. We're on Cahuenga, right?
Yeah.
Oh,
is that right? So I just thought about that. I just put it together. Because I usually come out of there and turn left. But if you turn right, you can go
the
to Oregon.
The bus station's right there.
Yeah, you can go right to Oregon.
That bus station used to be a little theater.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what's also interesting? The bus station next to the White Lotus. One time I was at the White Lotus, and they had like a Cirque du Soleil kind of act. Where, like, while you're eating, there's someone, like, falling from a long cloth and then flipping back up. I thought that was interesting.
Right.
It was like an acrobatic act while you eat.
Right. Like, and that's circus. That's where you met the ugly chick.
Yeah. She was upside down. I couldn't tell. Okay.
What a crazy life you got going on, man.
Well, that was in the '90s. You know?
Calm down since then?
Oh yes.
Just a little?
Yes, I watch Oprah, man. I'm at home during the day, I watch Oprah, I make lunches, I help with homework. I
do the same thing, man. Yeah. I just sit at that home.
But I'm happy, though.
I am too.
Yeah.
I sit in that home and I'm in front of that computer and just sit there.
Oh, yeah.
I sit there, man.
You know what? If there was no computer, I think I probably would have gotten married.
Yeah, well, if there was no computer, I think I'd get out of the house more often. But I get up in the morning, I check email, I don't own any stock, but I check the stock, I check the news. I'm on it. I'm all over it.
You check to find out what your house is worth?
Yeah, exactly.
How's that house?
Yeah, not going well. Going the wrong direction again. Lost $11,000 worth of value just this month.
You really do look.
Yeah, I look almost every day. I got to look yours up. I got to find out your address.
Oh, yeah,
keep looking yours up.
Yeah,
maybe we'll do that on the air. We'll talk about it on the air.
Okay. I have a place in Ladera Heights I should give you the address of. You check it for me.
How many homes do you own?
Well, you know, I'm like McCain, man.
You own quite a few homes?
I get my Cindy on. I have eight, like Mr. McCain.
Look at you.
What's wrong with the black man having eight homes, Tim? How come the black man can't have eight homes?
Do you rent a lot of them out?
Yes.
Do you own a vacation home?
Well, no.
No getaway home.
No, and that's what I need. That's why I was talking to you earlier about that subject we were talking about.
Right.
I'm looking for someplace quiet to have because all my homes are occupied. I, you know what I do? I put all Dennis Rodman's kids in my homes that I own.
And only have eight?
Yeah. So I'm looking for where should I get a vacation home, man?
I would say Oregon.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
That's what I did. It's inexpensive. It's clean.
Uh-huh.
The people are behaving. And it you talk about slowing down.
Yeah.
We were up there for Thanksgiving. And we went to a restaurant. I was going to take my wife, her grandmother, and my daughter to a restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
And we wanted to go to lunch around 2 o'clock in the afternoon. You know, a little casual Friday afternoon.
Yeah.
So we get to this restaurant, and I go to pull the door open. It's closed. So, oh, Christ, have they closed down? No. They're open noon to 2, 5 to 8.
Oh, yeah.
They're open for lunch and dinner, but they ain't open in the morning, and they're not open during the afternoon.
Well, they have to clean.
But that's what people in Oregon do. They work very few hours up there. And there's not a lot of let's get up and, get these hammers going and let's roll. You know, let's build new shopping centers and new commerce and let's get, you know, sell a movie here, you know, do a project there. Everybody else in L.A. has like 40 things going.
Yeah.
People in Oregon have one thing going, their marriage or their kids, and sometimes both. And that's it.
Hey,
that's why it's so great.
Does the TV sign off late at night? Is there like static and the Star Spangled Banner and all that at 3 a.m.?
Right. Yeah, the Indian comes on. It's over.
Oh, God. How about the chicks? I know you don't look because you're married, but have your friends told you about the women there?
That's why it's so great. Because they're not so great.
Oh.
And, you know, down in L.A., you can get hooked up and lost in that thing.
Yeah.
You know, where the chicks are really hot. And you start either, you know, looking around or stepping out. And, you know, you go to the mall, like you and I go to the Topanga Plaza. Yeah.
Yes, indeed.
And the chicks walking around, they're unbelievable, right? But if you go to the mall in Portland,
mm-hmm.
it's a lot of sixes, you know, fours, fives, and sixes.
Sixes?
Oh, yeah.
I like to get them pregnant. Hey, Tim, does your wife ever catch you looking?
She probably does, but she didn't say anything.
She didn't say anything?
No, I walked through the mall. I walked through the Topanga Plaza the other day. And there was a chicken, I was with my daughter, and there was a chick in front of me who I couldn't see her face. But evidently she was very attractive because every guy that walked past her turned around and walked and looked at her.
Mm-hmm.
And one guy got caught by his wife. You know, he was doing the stare out of the side of his eyes where his head was straight forward, his wife was here, but he's giving that stare out of the side. And then he flipped around and looked at her and she grabbed him.
Yeah.
And he's like, what did I do? I just looked. I mean, whether I looked at her or whether I looked at a mannequin or whether I looked at the Christmas tree or Santa Claus, I'm looking.
I may have something in my eye.
I'm looking. You're just looking.
Hey, man, my girl knows the kind of women I like. So she knows I'm going to look before I look, you know. And I've actually had some real conflicts in public. As a matter of fact, 2 days ago, because she knew before I looked that I was going to look at this woman because the woman had two little kids and her breasts were larger than her kids. I mean, that's so my girl was like, she looked at me before and I'm like, I'm not going to look at her. And I knew it was going to happen. Right. But Gina's understanding.
All right.
I feel you.
All right, folks. Evidently the phones are down. Is that correct?
Yeah, we're having some technical difficulties.
All right. Hey, Gina, why don't you pretend to be Sarah Palin and call Tim?
Yeah, wouldn't that be great?
Oh, hi, Mr. Conway.
All right, this is something I saw in the news today, and I think this is on Will Ferrell's site. Is that right? What is it? Be Funny or Die?
Funnyordie.com.
Funny or Die. And it's all about Proposition 8. And you're familiar with Prop 8.
This is the proposition that does not allow people to legally marry if they're homosexual.
That's exactly right.
Wow.
Yes.
You crystallized
that proposition and put it into terms that any layperson could now understand it. But yeah, that's what it is. If you're gay, you can't get married to another gay guy. You know, if you're a lesbian, you can't get married to another woman.
Why are we less tolerant of gay men? We are always talking about gay men getting married and it's wrong and the Bible says, but we have never mentioned lesbians. Because I think we want to split it down the middle.
I think
we want to make it, we want to take care of our lesbians. We want to continue to discriminate against black and white gay men.
Well, lesbians do what you and I do.
Yeah.
But gay guys don't.
Yeah. You know, it's hard for us to relate.
Yeah, it's real tough for a lot of guys to wrap their head around that act or those acts. And I think that's what it is.
It's about time that women in some element of life got the upper hand over male population. You know, I mean, this is a situation where we actually have a prejudice towards the man.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Right.
And we kind of on a QT quietly support. You ladies, do your thing.
Right. Yeah, but guys, it's a different story.
That's nasty. What you mean? Oh, what you doing with him is nasty. What you put between your cheek and gum, that's nasty.
All right, we got to take a break. When we come back, we're going to play this for you. It's from funnyordie.com, and it's actually pretty funny. It's an entire sketch. It's almost like a mini musical about Proposition 8. And who's in this? Maya Rudolph is in this.
Rudolph, John C. Reilly, Allison Janney, Neil Patrick Harris, Margaret Cho.
Wow, she loves some musicals.
Oh, yeah, lots of people. Even more. Lots of people are in it.
Margaret Chow's in it?
Margaret Cho, your favorite.
Mm. So I hope nobody died.
Hey, man. Margaret Cho is one of my favorite comedians, and I would appreciate if you pronounce her last name right consistently.
Cho. Margaret Cho.
She's a funny lady.
Yeah, be funny or die. Did anyone die?
How's that for timing?
All right, Margaret Cho.
Come,
I know, she's the best. She's at the. I just watched it. I bought All American Girl on DVD.
Oh, really?
I was just watching it last night. Yeah.
Really? Are you serious? Because you haven't watched all your Fall Guys yet.
Yeah. No, I don't think I own a. Do you think All American Girl's out on DVD? Be interesting to find out.
I bet Quentin Tarantino has some.
All right, we'll come back and play this for you. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show, and Arsenio Hall is with us. We're live on 97.1 FM Talk. Welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 FM Talk. Arsenio Hall is with us every Wednesday, at least for the rest of the year.
Yes, indeed.
So you got about two more Arsenio Hall Wednesdays.
And then, you know what? Oh, by the way, I'm listening to the Michael Jackson track in the background. My son asked me, he said, Dad, how did Michael Jackson get involved with the vandalism thing? And I said, I knew about a lot of Michael's problems. I didn't know about vandalism.
I didn't either.
And finally, I realized he was talking about vitiligo. The thing that, because he was arguing with the kids.
Thing.
Yeah, he was arguing with kids at school. He didn't paint his skin or dye his skin. He has a disease called vandalism. So Michael has a new problem based on gossip in third grade.
Anyway, the phones will be up shortly, right? They're still down. And we can also tell you that tomorrow night, on Thursday, the first half hour. So we're going to run the Raiders game on this year's station starting at 7 o'clock. We'll join them mid-game. And they'll roll and run till about 8:30 or so, 8:30, and then we'll hit it after that. Yeah, there you go.
Wow.
Program note.
That's all exciting.
Right. Phones are working again. Congratulations, Gina Grett. All right, I saw this thing today on Funny or Die, and it's all about Proposition 8. It's fairly funny.
Okay.
And it's 3 minutes long, so I hope you enjoy it. So like a mini musical.
And this is Will Ferrell's site.
Yes, Will Ferrell's site. Funny or Die. A lot of funny stuff on there.
It's where the thing with the little kid was a couple years ago.
Yes.
Exactly, our studio.
Yes.
All right, here it is, a mini musical about Proposition 8.
It's a brand new bright Obama day. What a time to be
black, a girl,
or gay. No, nothing could go wrong, so join us in this song of happy days for the gays. Nothing can go wrong.
Look, nobody's watching. It's time to spread some hate and put it in the Constitution.
Now, how?
Proposition 8.
Proposition 8.
Great!
People, listen to our plea. They'll teach kids about
sodomy.
That wasn't right, that's a lie.
But it worked, so we don't care.
Now you wish we'd all shut up,
but make our clothes and fix our hair.
And our love's not a sin.
Well, the Bible says it so.
Well, the Bible says a lot of things, you know.
Jesus Christ!
Hey, how's it going?
Jesus, doesn't the Bible say these people are an abomination?
Abomination?
Yeah, but you know, it says the exact same thing about this shrimp cocktail.
Shrimp cocktail?
Leviticus says shellfish is an abomination.
Abomination!
What else does the Bible say, Jesus?
The Bible says a lot of interesting things. Like you can stone your wife or sell your daughter into slavery.
Well, we ignore those verses.
Well, then, friend, it seems to me you pick and choose.
You pick and choose.
Well, please choose love instead of hate. Besides, your nation was built on separation of church and state. See you later, sinners.
Bye, Jesus. I love you, Jesus.
You know, here's another thought to wrap things up. Oh, every time a gay or lesbian finds love at the parade, there's money to be made.
He's right!
It's time to groom, say, paint that wedding hall, and lavender's the shade. There's money to be made.
That's a point!
Think of all the carriages and full
white horses.
There's millions lost from all your disapproving.
Well, that's not good.
Think of all the lawyers for the gay divorces. Think of the tattoo removing.
We get it now. We've been such fools.
I can see America's calling me. Yes, gay marriages will save the
Bravo! But at the beginning there, it says if you voted, you know, stop spreading hate. Now, the question I have for you, if you voted yes on Proposition 8, does that automatically mean you hate gay people?
Wow. Now, there's an obvious answer to that question. But unfortunately, it started to be closely attached to hating gays if you have a problem with gays being married. And for some people, it's just the definition of that term marriage.
Well, Elton John came out and said that he's not for gay marriage. And I think Prince did, too. Does that mean they hate gays? I don't think Prince hates gays.
Wow.
Do you think Elton does? Elton loves gays.
Absolutely. And
Elton says has loved gays.
Yeah.
Loves gays.
Yes. Yes. So therefore.
Yeah. It is odd. Maybe we'll ask the audience.
There's nothing wrong with the way you feel about Prop 8.
Well, I think if Elton John and Prince both say, really not into it, They don't hate gays. And Obama's not for gay marriage. Does he hate gays?
I'd really love to hear Elton John kind of explain himself. That would be incredible.
Yeah, that would be pretty cool. All right, here are the phone numbers, folks. If you voted yes on Prop 8, or if you voted no, it doesn't matter what you voted. But voting yes on Prop 8, does that mean you hate gay people? Here are the phone numbers. 520-9710. That's 520-9710. And 888-520-9710. Now, I think there are some people who voted yes on Proposition 8 who do hate gays.
You're right.
I will give you that.
There are those guys and gals who are homophobic, meaning that they're afraid of gays.
Yes. And there are some guys who voted yes on Proposition 8 who love gays. Right, Randy?
Yeah.
All right, here's Elton John talking about Proposition 8. Here we go.
David and I have a civil partnership in England. We have, you know, we have complete rights between the two of us. We're protected completely. I think the word marriage puts a lot of people off in this country. If they got over the word marriage, I think it would be easier for a lot of gay people to get, you know, together.
Yeah, look
See,
at that.
There it is. It's the definition of that word marriage again. I kind of think like Elton John a little bit. Because I hadn't heard that clip.
Yeah, I guess if you, but if you do vote no on Proposition 8, then...
But you don't have Elton John on speed dial, do you? No. What are you doing over there? What are you doing?
Arsenio, we have the gay hotline.
I missed a call from my bookie. So I'm just texting him saying, I know tomorrow's payday. We'll meet at the parking lot. I am such a degenerate, man. I tell you, I don't know how I'm still alive.
Hey, Tim, you love what you love.
Right? I don't know why I'm still alive.
You love what you love.
But, you know, I need that action. You know, if I didn't have action, that's when I'm really alive. When I got, you know, $100 on a blackjack hand, you know, $40 on a horse race.
It's fine. It's
1 minute and a half, man. That's what, you know,
as long
alive.
As your wife doesn't mind, it's fine. Enjoy it.
Yeah, she doesn't mind. Yeah.
Because, I mean, there are a lot of men doing things that would infuriate their wives. You don't do anything that hurts anybody.
I'm not doing anything yet that hurts you.
You know?
All right, let's talk to Gunner in El Monte. You're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you? Hey. Hey, you're on the air.
Oh, hey. I think a lot of people are pretty much closeted gay people then, and they just hate because they're ashamed of what they really are.
Right.
Self-hatred.
Now, how did you vote on Prop 8?
I voted, what was it, no, right? Or is it yes? I forgot what it was.
That's why Ellen got to get a divorce, because people was confused.
Yeah, they were a little confused.
I think it was yes, wasn't it? For it to be allowed, right?
I voted no on Obama.
All right, Gunner, that's one other reason why it may have passed. I'm going to vote yes. I'd like to see the gays married. Yes on 8. Hey, Ma, guess what? I voted yes on 8.
Can you believe that, though?
I mean, of all the propositions that have been in the news for the last, you know, since I've been alive, 45 years, that one has gotten more publicity than anything. Yeah. And for this guy not to know, you know, it's November 4th.
Because this guy's confused. Little Richard has to live alone.
Jesus Christ. Jay in Los Angeles, you're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Hello?
Hey.
How you doing?
All right, you're on the air.
Yes. I wanted to say stuff, but saying yes, I voted yes on 8.
And you hate gays?
I personally do. I have to admit.
Fantastic.
I hate homosexual. It's kind of iffy. I hate homosexuality, and I've grown to hate gays.
Hey, do you hate it because of your religious upbringing?
That's where it started, but, you know, I know the Bible says do not judge, and I get sick when I see it. When I see two guys kissing, I seen it in public when I was younger, and I cried to my mom. And right now, I cry inside a little.
Wow. How old are you?
I'm 19 years old.
Oh, 19. All right, you're still young.
It's very dramatic to cry inside a little.
Yeah. I would stop crying when you see that, or else you spend a lot of money on Kleenex the rest of your life. You're going to see it a lot. Yeah. All right, Jay. Thanks for calling.
No, Tim.
I like it. You know, respect how open the guy is with his hatred.
Wait, but Tim, do you know how gay it is to cry inside a little?
Yeah.
That was just ironic, you know? That just, he hates gay people. And I saw two gay men kissing, and I wept.
That is kind of gay.
I wept. I was standing with Jim Brown on Sunset, and we both began to weep.
I cry inside a little.
Yes.
And that's really gay.
I saw world weightlifting champ Lee Haney, and he had a tear in his eye, and we all just wept.
All right. Chaz in North Hollywood, you're on 97.1 FM Talk.
Hey, yo, what's going on?
Hey, what's up?
Nothing much. Hey, listen, you know what? I don't hate gays, you know, but this is my deal. What?
Look at you.
You know, what I'm saying is I don't hate these gay people, you know. The gays have a right to do what they need to do. But the thing is, man, is they're trying to change, you know, the marriage, you know, the status of marriage between a man and a woman.
Right.
And
now, I understand the proposition.
Right. What?
I understand. I think we all understand the proposition.
But, you know, the thing is, I don't hate them. I just prefer to not associate myself around them because I'm a straight dude. You know what I mean? So
yeah, but a lot of straight guys have gay friends.
What?
A lot of straight guys have gay friends.
Oh, well, let me tell you something, man. If a lot of straight guys have gay friends, they're probably in the closet because most guys generally don't want to have a bunch of gay friends. How can you relate to myself?
I'm not talking about a bunch of gay friends. I'm talking about a couple that you hang with.
No. I'm sorry. I'm not hanging with
no gay dudes. I'm not talking about 95% of your friends are gay and you're a straight guy.
It's not like the village people in your yard.
Yeah. An idiot.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, man.
It ain't going to get one more listener.
There's some really stupid people in Southern California.
He went a long way to get dumped.
And they all seem to have this phone number tattooed on their arm. Oh, bubble.
Wow.
All right, we got to take a small break. We'll come back with your phone calls.
I thought Randy was threatening you.
Yeah, he's going to break my neck.
Simboy?
He's going to break. I don't know he's going to break. He's going to break open a jack-in-the-box bag. All right, 520-9710, 888-520-9710. If you voted yes on Proposition 8, do you hate gays?
Yeah.
It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show. Arsenio Hall's with us. We're live at 97.1 FM Talk. Everybody, it is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 FM Talk every Wednesday for at least the rest of this year. Arsenio Hall is with us.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
You can also see him on Channel 13 at 8 o'clock every Wednesday.
Right. I think this weekend, it's a special. They got some special on.
Oh,
they got a
two-hour
special on.
Oh,
you know what, Tim?
See,
it's a hunger special, so it's an important special.
Oh, I see. Okay, we're back to 9.
Yeah, but nothing that would
uplift us.
That's the
19 cents a month can save a kid or something like that?
Yeah, and we need 2 hours of that for some reason. But by the way, I got to shoot more of those things. I only shot 6 of them for Channel 13.
And what is the show called?
World's Funniest Moments.
World's Funniest Moments.
Yes. Shouldn't I just say the show we ripped off from Bob Saget? And pretend like, oh, no, but we do internet stuff.
Yes, you do. Like,
yeah, right.
That's
yeah.
What's great
McDonald's,
about it.
McDowell's, remember?
Yeah. Let's talk to, anyway, what we're talking about here is, if you voted yes on Proposition 8, do you indeed hate gay people? Paul in Redondo Beach, you're on 97.1 FM Talk.
Hello?
Hey, you're on the air.
Hey, actually, it's Annie's fault. Remember the one you said I should keep my wife?
Oh, yeah.
Walmart, isn't it?
Yeah.
Listen, I voted yes, and let me tell you why. I lived in Hollywood, and I tried to be gay-friendly. I managed an apartment building.
Right.
And a guy downstairs, he was gay, and I tried to be gay-friendly, so I'd get high with him every once in a while and, you know, invite him up, and we'd all hang out, and everything was cool.
Paul, you're not supposed to talk about this. I told you not to call in. Jesus Christ.
Hey, don't hang up on him, Randy, please. Oh, what's wrong with you, dude?
I told this guy, you know, keep it on the down low.
God almighty.
Keep it on
you know, you
the
can't
down
do
low.
That. To every guy that calls up and has a gay story that involves you, you can't hang up on him.
Well, they're not
we have no calls!
Jesus Christ.
Danny in Riverside, you're on 97.1 FM Talk.
Hey.
Hey.
How's it going?
Good. What do you want?
I've got probably the most legitimate argument when it comes to this situation. I actually, the first time this came around, I voted yes. I thought that there should be no problem. Nobody should be separated by any distinction based on their agenda or
right.
whatever.
Are you straight
wanted.
Or gay?
I'm straight.
Straight, okay.
Yeah, and I actually have friends that are gay and no problem. But this time around, I did vote yes on 8. The reason I did was purely from a Constitution standpoint. There is no reason why the first time that this went around, it should have been overturned by a legislative branch of government. A couple of judges up in Sacramento or San Francisco decided one day that what we voted the first time, the will of the people, should be overturned.
Right. Yeah, we've gone through all the stories. I'm just on a sort of a really general topic here, not getting too deep into, you know.
We just want to know why you hate homosexuals.
Yeah, I mean, if you vote, I'd like to talk to the people who have, like, a strong opinion either way here. Not I'm talking about the judges overturning. Who cares? Josh on the 60. You're on 97.1 FM Talk.
Hey, how's it going?
All right.
Hey, Arsenio. How's it going, man?
Hey, dog. What's up?
Nothing much. Just driving home.
Good for you. Now, how'd you vote on 8?
I voted no.
Voted no.
But, I voted no, and I really don't get along with homosexuals. Don't have friends. I insult people at work by saying stuff to them like that,
But you still voted for them to get married. Good for you. Well, there's a really open guy. I mean, he makes gay jokes at work. Probably calls people fags and stuff like that.
Yeah, it's like, hey, homo.
Yeah.
Good luck with your marriage.
Right. And yet he even voted no. He even saw how crazy it was. All right, let's talk to Jackie in Inglewood. Jackie, you're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Hey, Tim.
Hey.
Hey.
What's up, buddy? I'm trying to talk about this without getting real emotional like I did last time.
Uh-oh.
And bump myself off the air.
Don't begin to weep.
All right. Didn't work last time.
I'm not going to use
that
one.
Here we go.
I'm going to be very diplomatic.
Okay.
You know, I voted no on it.
God bless you.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, it's to me, it's another form of discrimination.
Right. Okay? However, you don't have gay friends who you would go to their wedding.
Yes, I do. I have a gay friend. I have a gay uncle. I have a gay cousin. Yes, I do.
All right, then you were a different Jackie than I remember.
I mean, we never talked about this, you know, at length, so now you know.
Right. All right, so you voted no.
But I voted
do you think
no.
the people who voted yes hate gays?
Okay, to some extent, I think there are some that, yes, they do.
I think you're right. I think some do.
Yeah.
But not everybody.
No, not everybody. And the ones in the other, some of the other ones that voted yes, I think they misread what that law was about. They totally misunderstood it. They watched all those commercials that were, the ones that were yes, to vote yes on it. And they were brainwashed
right.
by, you know, the Mormons and the Knights of Columbus and, you know, all those people.
Mexican
that,
Columbus? Who's that?
No, the Knights.
Okay, thanks. Will in Los Angeles, you're on 97.1 FM Talk.
Hey, how are you?
All right.
This Thanksgiving, I was walking to dinner. I live downtown. I was walking 4 blocks to dinner with my partner, and there was an African-American gentleman, like, standing on the street corner with us. He smiled at me, and I smiled at him, and he's just like, this is the West Coast, and we don't go for that gay ass here. And
okay.
I was like, I beg your pardon? And he's just like, he goes, yeah, you people, he's like, I'm glad that got overturned, and he's like, he just started talking crazy, and I was just like, I didn't understand why this hatred was coming from someone who knows what it feels like to be discriminated against.
Did he look like he had his own talk show at one point? Where were you on Thanksgiving?
Was he walking around with a desk, a collapsible desk to do interviews?
Where were you on Thanksgiving, young man?
I was having some conversation and weeping with two gays on the corner near Wilshire at the
bar. All right, Ray and Chino, you're on 97.1 FM Talk.
Hey, what's going on?
All right, you voted yes or no on a Prop 8?
I voted yes.
Okay. Now, does that mean you hate gays?
No, it does not. My son's father is gay, actually.
Well, I'm sorry. We really missed a lot of that that conversation.
I heard booty bandit, and then there was a space.
I heard the blue pens and the fried chicken. Did I get it right?
No, my son's godfather is gay.
Your son's godfather is gay?
Yes, but the only thing that I just don't agree on is that they have to teach, you know, about gayness, well, the gay, you know, it's cool for you.
Now, I keep having gay people tell me that that's a lie. I don't know who to believe.
That they don't teach.
Oh, it's true because they actually read a book to my daughter about you know, two bears being the male and the kid being in one house. You know what I mean? They just teaching kids about, you know, homosexuality.
Well, wait, I have that book. That book is with one of the bears owns a Liza Minnelli CD or something, and
the big bear is a big canopy bed.
Lavender fur.
And that mattress, you know, is too hard.
Yeah, but you know, that's the only thing I don't agree on, you know.
Right. Okay, all right, we thank you for calling. We got a bad connection with you. I don't know what's going on with these phones. There must be something in the atmosphere.
Gay.
Alex in Los Angeles. You're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Yeah, hello.
Hey.
Yeah, I voted no on that Prop 8. I think gays should just have their own rights, man.
Right. Now, and what about people who voted yes on Prop 8? Do you think they hate gays?
It's up to the people, but you know, whoever voted no, I don't think it's fair.
It's up to the people.
It's up to you.
Oh, gosh.
All right. Mark in Thousand Oaks, you're on the air.
Hey, I voted yes on Prop 8.
Yes on Prop 8. Does that mean you hate gays?
Absolutely not.
No. Are you offended that that's going around?
I'm sorry?
Are you offended that some people think that?
Yeah, actually I am, because to me it's about my rights, and I don't want my rights being taken away so someone else can have their rights.
Which rights of yours are taken away?
I have the right to have a marriage be recognized as being a union between a man and a woman, and if they want to have a union that's recognized as being between two gay people, that's their right, but don't take away my right.
And I don't want Portia to be able to visit Ellen if Ellen has the flu and is in a hospital.
Is that right, Mark?
My phone's cutting out. I can't hear.
Okay, all right. There was some in the atmosphere tonight. Crazy.
Well, the phones weren't working at first, and now they're kind of working.
Yes. Brittany in Riverside, you're on the air.
Hi, Tim. How you doing?
All right.
Yeah, I voted no on Prop 8. I have a couple of gay friends at my college. My sister's actually a lesbian. But on the inside, I'm kind of like iffy on it. You know, the whole thing still kind of weirds me out. But the only reason I voted no is because I feel they should be treated fairly under the law.
Right. Well, you're very open-minded.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah. There's a separation of church and state, and that's how it should stay. We shouldn't be bringing, even though we are founded technically on Christianity, we should still keep that separation there.
How old are you?
I'm 20.
Did you, were you bothered with the name Brittany going through the last 4 or 5 years?
No, not really. Although in elementary school, there were about 15 girls in the same class named Brittany, so it got kind of weird.
Oh, man.
But
I think that was like I thought that'd be like a tough name for the last like 3 or 4 years with all the Britney Spears news and stuff.
Absolutely. You know,
it's like being named Katrina.
I was about Arsenio was a stage name. I was born John Wilkes Booth.
Steckley used to have a great line. He changed his name to Doug Steckley. I said, what was your old name? He said, I had to change it. It was Adolf Bad Sex.
Get your freaking act together here!
Dougie, please. All right, we're going to do the news with Gina Grad at 9 o'clock. What's going on with that news?
Love me some Gina.
Well, we'll talk about the new color of 2009, and Paris Hilton's inner circle just got a whole lot trashier. We'll talk about this and more after the break.
All right, news at 9 with Gina Grad. Arsenio Hall is right here in the studio live, and you're listening to the Tim Conway Jr. Show right here on 97.1 FM Talk.
shows from Adam Carolla, Frosty, Heidi, and Frank, Danny Bonaducci, Tom Likas, and more. Just go to 971FMTalk.com and subscribe with iTunes.